It is the review show after Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 0. It's Dan Morgan with Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. We'll start with lineup and approach. And Sean, Bournemouth go to a back four from a back five, which I think might have come as a bit of a surprise for Klopp and his team when they get the team sheet through. But I think in general, the overall picture of this season, it shouldn't do. I mean, teams are specifically now, and Gary O'Neill references specifically setting up in that 4-4-1-1, using Philip Billen in a certain way, setting up for Liverpool in a way in which you can get them down the side of the centre-halves with one or two quick players and then having an out in someone like Solanke. So in many ways, there's no surprises for what Liverpool face. But in terms of their own setup, they've had the week to prepare. They've got probably some thoughts on Real Madrid, and that might play into the Fabinho Henderson selection. I know there's a bit of illness there. But there's got to be an idea of how Liverpool manage the game, how they expect to penetrate and nullify Bournemouth, and then how they manage the game later on. And we sort of see all of that working pretty well for the opening exchanges, and then we go where we go. But just when the teams were announced, what were your initial thoughts?
When the teams are announced, yeah, Bournemouth could be a four or five. I don't think that really impacts probably what Liverpool's setup and shape was going to be. Nevertheless, in terms of Liverpool, Liverpool are doing the right thing from a PR point of view. I think that it, and they may well be completely legitimate in what they say, but whenever a senior player gets rested, rotated, whatever, there's quite often an element of, oh, it's ill, or there's a tiny knock, when you get the impression, if they really wanted to start them, they ultimately would. And you get the impression that maybe is to protect the player, the manager, and the situation, so that if things don't go well, it's not, oh, I'm just deciding to rotate him for rotating's sake. And I understand that. I didn't have too many issues with the team when it first came through. I was surprised that we didn't just go same again.